T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back, Instigators. WGR Sports Radio 550, Craig and Andrew. Tell you that Zemgus story at 10:50, and I'll also tell you about that player I'm excited for here on the roster at 10:50 as well. We might be able to get them both in that time frame. Elliot Friedman at 11. Dan Dunleavy joining us on the, is he on the line? He is on the line. Danny, what's up?
What does it mean if I'm on the line? Am I in some court, like, is it some kind of peril, or someone says you're on the line?
I guess in the old days, the phone lines, you were on the line, but I guess now you're, what are you? You're on, what are you?
I don't know. I'm a bunch of digital characters floating through the air and landing somehow in your ear.
And that's definitely somebody else's. Weird. We know that. There's always somebody else listening.
Yeah, well, somebody.
Don't ever forget that. Dan Dunleavy joining the Instigators. Speaking of lines, they're on the ice right now, Dan?
There's blue, red, and, blue and red lines on the ice. They haven't done a lot in the way of line rushes. The top six guys from the past couple of days, certainly just the last 2 days, now that Jack and Victor are back in the mix, they had some early work in some zone short rushes, and now they're starting to do a little bit of, end-to-end, but not really line work at this point. It's just kind of one-on-one battles. But your top six guys have stayed together, and then the rest of the group, I'm sure once we get some more in the way of your bottom six doing whatever they're going to do together, we'll figure out what's going on there with all the changes and battles for positioning.
Yeah, so we talk about that regularly because it's training camp, and there are 7 days left before the season, so there will be jockeying for a position. If you don't recognize that voice, it's Dan Dunleavy. You'll hear it a lot. You haven't heard it in 9.5 months. How did it feel to call that game the other day for the first time in a while? Do you like the players? Is there any rust you get rid of? And secondly, who stood out to you that maybe we haven't talked about?
Well, professionally for me, there was a ton of rust. Yeah, it was really, it wasn't odd, but it was certainly needing, just like, I guess, any player in the job you have to do, you had to find your rhythm. Also, in a quiet, absolutely empty building without any game sound in your headset and all the little things that we like to do as broadcasters to kind of bring it to life and help, bring that extra ounce of energy to it. It took a period or, period and a half to kind of get that back into it. And as far as who stood out for me, I mean, I couldn't help but notice just how involved Tage Thompson was in and around the net, different areas around the net, shots coming down the wing, shots from between the circles, down low in front of the goaltender. Standing in front of the goaltender, providing screens. I just thought 72 was doing all that he had to do in order to make some kind of impression on what was the first scrimmage on kind of a weird training camp.
Yeah, Dan. I can honestly say that I'm a supporter of what I think Tage Thompson can bring here to the Buffalo Sabres. You know, it's very unique to have a player that 6'6" that has now put the time and effort into building up his body, who is now 225, 230 pounds, He played for the National Development Team, which is the top players in the United States at a very young age. That it just means that he has the skills, the hockey IQ, the shooting. Where do you see Tage Thompson moving forward? Do you think at some point in time that Tage Thompson will have an opportunity to maybe play with a Jack Eichel, Taylor Hall this year?
Well, I think, you know what, Ribs, I think if he does all the things, listen, the way the season's going to go, which is so unpredictable, I'm not even talking just from a points, you know, kind of point of view, but just an actual existence point of view, you'd have to think there might be moments where, sure, there's going to be guys that'll be thrust up into positions where, just like the odd time you would have seen Zemgus Girgensons on a top line, and people might have looked at it and said, what's he doing up there? And then here comes the Latvian locomotive doing exactly what he does and adding his own little bit to that top trio. So, you know, I think Tage Thompson at some point in his career will be able to show somebody, once he gets some stability in a role, and that obviously has to come with him being healthy. As you said, he's put the work in. But I think once he gets a normal role within a hockey team and some stability within his own hockey career and his confidence, I just think you'll see this guy's skill set grow. He's got the shot. He's already fired a couple of good whistles here just to start today's practice and let everybody know he's on the ice. And I've watched him, as I say, even in practice here, go to the net. And obviously he's being told to in these drills. But he's going and he's standing, he's putting that frame you talked about right in front of the goaltender when he doesn't have the puck. So as you guys both know, when you don't have the puck, how are you affecting the game, or how are you contributing to your line? And if we're going to have a conversation where do we think he could ever see himself up there on a wing with Jack Eichel and Taylor Hall, I don't know. If I'm head coach and the guy's doing everything I ask, he's skating well, he's handling the puck well, he's not turning it over, and he's that size of a body, and he's coachable, and he's going to do everything I tell him to do. And by the way, he's got a pretty good shot, too, when we tell him just to let it rip. Sure, why wouldn't you give him a look? I mean, we're talking a team here that's trying to find solutions to having some depth in the roster. And I think for all the reasons you've already mentioned, that Tage Thompson, again, I think once he establishes himself a little bit, could put himself in a position where, sure, let's give him a look and see if he can add what we know he can bring to that line. But obviously, starting off, I'd love to see him just get a regular role on a line, some consistency, and as I said, just some hockey normalcy in the guy's life, and let's see what he does with it.
Dan Dunleavy joining the Instigators here. I have a kind of a unique professional, I think it's unique, professional question for you. But I mean, you know, we sit here and we talk about the roster changes and how great it is for, you know, to have all these players, these new players, much better players. Like, it's a much improved roster. I think everybody would agree with that. But to see it, you know, in your job, you know, like, how do you view and look forward to watching this new team on the ice in your job and calling games?
Well, certainly as soon as Taylor Hall showed up, I mean, I had flashbacks and for me professionally, I came out of junior hockey after, I guess, the time Taylor Hall came out of junior hockey. So that year, you know, Taylor Hall and Tyler Seguin and who's going to go first, who's going to go second, and all that conversation, and they were two such different but really good players, as you well know, coming out of the Ontario League and the CHL. It was, you know, for me, knowing now that he's a member of the Buffalo Sabres, I've seen him at the height of his dominating a hockey game. And yes, it was junior hockey. And then once he got to that level again in New Jersey, where he showed what kind of an MVP player he can be, all the years that went on in Edmonton were years that obviously none of us were around, but we certainly witnessed from afar trying to figure out what the heck was going on there, because you knew the kind of skill and talent he has. So for me, I'm really excited to watch him with his confidence playing for Ralph. I mean, that was the first thing we all heard come out of his mouth, that, you know, look, he's here in part because Ralph Krueger is someone that he thinks can maybe get the best out of his game, and whatever psychologically that has to happen for number four, he thinks that Ralph Krueger can help bring it. Jack Eichel will bring the skill set to complement him as a line mate, and if it's Victor Olsson that's on the wing, and certainly for now at practices, that's another great shot to have over there. I mean, you know, I'm excited to see how dominant that top line can be, because all players we've seen, when they're performing within their roles up to their capabilities, can be dominant players. I mean, he's going to help with carrying the puck into the zone. It's not always going to be on Jack to do it, although Jack is still the guy I think you want backing off a D more than anybody else. And then you look at the second line depth, for me to see Staal playing with Skinner and Reinhart. You know, I just like the possibilities there too. And there's some guys that still, for a lot of Buffalo Sabres fans, you can talk all you want, but people want to see Sam Reinhart on a line that's got, you know, the likes of, say, Staal and Skinner, you know, be a force on this team and be a guy that other teams are thinking, like, who the heck are we going to cover in this top six if Reinhart goes off in a season and he's not playing with Jack Eichel, or Skinner gets his scoring touch back? You know, I just think the top six possibilities here are really exciting, certainly from a play-by-play point of view. And I know RJ's looking forward to it, without speaking for him. But, you know, there could be some real special moments when this team has the puck. And then on the other end of the scale, when they're defending, obviously, I think a lot of people are just, they're waiting to see if all these new pieces, whether it's a defensive forward or veteran defenseman, and how the goaltenders pan out, you know, if they step up their game as well. But from having possession of the puck, I'm excited to see what these guys can do.
Has RJ said anything to you about, like, how long it's been since he's seen a roster this good? On paper, now, granted, we haven't seen, but on paper, what's
up? No, RJ usually just tells me to get out of the way. That's all.
Yeah.
No.
And we do that, right? And
exactly.
You just respect him. Yeah.
And when you give RJ what it was. But no, I've seen RJ. He was at the rink yesterday for a little bit. And listen, with everything going on in the world, we're not running into each other very much these days, are we?
Right.
I mean, I've even seen you guys. It's just not been happening. So certainly look forward to getting back to it within the next week here and doing what we love to do, albeit it'll be a little bit different, but we're still here, and we want to bring some excitement to people in their homes that are going through some tough times.
All right, so Dan, here's my last question for you. Sorry to talk profession. I know sometimes no one likes to really talk about work away from work, but how have you been getting creative with some goal calls? Because you have Staal, you have Hall, you have Eakin, Reeder. You got some, you know, you got some new blood. You got Cousins.
Well, listen, we've had 10 months to just be on our own, whether it be hopping out of the shower, or you ask my wife, you ask Brenda. I walk around the house talking to myself most of the day anyway.
Good for you. Are you in the shower going, Hall, yeah, the Staal scores, or Hall, I go back to Hall.
Yeah.
Are you doing that in the shower?
Oh, Brenda's coming down the hall half the time, and she'll just peek through the door and she'll say, "Who are you talking to?" And it's just, it's nonstop with you.
You're talking to the fans, baby. You're talking to the fans.
That's it. You know, you try to come up with ways and not make it too, you try not to have it too scripted, because you want to be, you know, Johnny on the spot and just come up with whatever comes into your head. And, but yeah, you try to have some fun with some ideas. And now that they've had a few days of practice here, you start to think about what might work.
So
they got to score a lot of goals.
Feeling of how the camp has gone so far. Are you impressed with what you're seeing on the ice?
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of real. The players are dialed in as far as attention to detail. You know, the drills are being taken. You know, nobody's just kind of lagging through the drill. Nobody's skating like they don't care and they've got time. I think the urgency here, Rivs, in knowing that in, you know, a week from today, you've got two doses of the grade eight and the rest of the Washington Capitals, who just brought a guy named Chara in for the purpose of getting back to the Stanley Cup championship title that they once held. So they're a pretty serious hockey team coming in right away, and you've got a week to figure stuff out. So, you know, even right now, Ralph Kruger's talking with the D. And I know that happens every practice, but to answer your question, they're dialed in. I mean, they're paying attention. They're listening to the message, and this is their time to listen to the coaches, as you know, because once the season gets going and they're playing a ton of hockey, except for the odd, you know, number of day break they've got set in there as far as the league goes, you guys have both been there. There's the communication line kind of, it's there, but guys are really in their own playing zone and trying to find their own way. So they're dialed in right now. They're listening to the message. They're, you know, they're hearing what Ralph and the staff want them to do. And then you don't even have to have played in the NHL to know that once the game starts, there's rules in place, but a lot of times you're going to fall back on who you are, and the coaches are going to live and die with that. So they've got 7 days to listen, and then the boys are just going to probably put her into auto mode that got him here to the NHL and hope for the best.
Well, appreciate your time, Dan. And listen, if you, I got a great goal call for Eric Staal if you want to hear it.
Give it to me.
You know, you do the old whatever, shoots, he scores, right? That's your job, not mine. But then you do the old, because he's a really good-looking guy. Hearts are stolen.
Yeah, you could do that. You know what, actually?
You could do that, but you don't have to. I got that. You know what, I saw a sign once. A girl had it in Caroline, I swear. It said, "My heart stalls for you. Eric, my heart stalls for you." S-T-A-A-L-S. I thought it was clever, so I was like, you know,
well,
what?
To give you a little glimpse into this end of it, because there might be some aspiring play-by-play guys out there, or gals, to be honest with you. A couple years ago, when the guys were coming back, and I just threw out the cardiac kids had done it again a couple of times, I actually got messages from people saying, "Don't ever use that again, because I have cardiac problems and all this stuff." And just when you're trying to have fun with something, like, all of a sudden you're kind of shot right down and told. So if you said your heart stalls, I'm pretty sure I'd still get some messages from people saying, "Hey, you know, watch it there. You're making fun of heart issues," and that's not the case at all. So,
yeah, well, sensitivity, man. We're at an all-time high. We'll be back. Instigators, Dan, you've been great. Thanks so much for your time today. WGR Sports Radio 550. Quick Zemgus story when we come back. And one player I'm really excited for, Elliot Friedman at 11. More to come.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.